The CIAA basketball tournament is underway this week in Charlotte. It's a major economic event. City officials say last year's tournament generated more than $57 million. Of course, a lot has changed since last year's tournament. Now there's House Bill 2. The NCAA, ACC, and the NBA have all pulled events from North Carolina in protest of HB 2. The CIAA did move some of its championship events out of the state, but decided to keep its signature basketball tournament in Charlotte. We met up with Conference Commissioner Jackie McWilliams in Uptown to discuss the decision to keep the tournament in Charlotte, which has also served as the CIAA's headquarters since 2015.
I think we took all the information that we had for the best interest of the conference. I think the board did a great job on making a decision on what we needed to do for all of our championships. We did move eight out, and that was a very quick turnaround for us. The thought of moving the tournament out that quickly, I think, brings a little bit of anxiety about how that is for us to have to move something this big in the magnitude. But at the end of the day, we have a commitment here to 2020. We have contracts and obligations that we need to meet. And I think the board's decision to stay to meet those obligations was a great decision.
Oh, are you worried about people not coming because of they don't agree?
Yeah, you know what? I think we looked at the positives, the pros and the cons, whether we stayed or left. And I think we anticipated that we would lose some fans. We would have some people who didn't want to come to Charlotte, not because of the tournament, Charlotte or the state of North Carolina. But at the end of the day, I think we prepared for all of those things. We put some great programming in place to talk about inclusion and diversity. You know, how do we work together as a community to fight those things that impact our college athletics, or at least CIAA and our student athletes? We have eight schools that are in the state of North Carolina. So making a decision to move was hard as well, because our student athletes get to play in their footprint for all of our championships.
Now, you said you weren't worried about people not necessarily coming, but have you heard from just fans coming in? Have they said anything about House Bill 2?
Yeah, you know, in the beginning, I think there was a lot of dialogue out in social media, whether we should stay or go, we made a bad decision, all of that. I mean, no matter what decision we make, it wasn't going to be a winner. It was not going to be great anyways. For us, though, it was a win, because we took the risk. We felt confident in our decision, and we knew that making that decision that we would lose some fans. We still probably get a little bit here and there, but I think folks are excited about this tournament. This tournament brings so much wealth and culture and history. You know, the HB2 is just one issue that we deal as a culture. We're dealing with discrimination, racism, isms all the time. And so how do we build that and bring that to a community, no matter what color you are, ethnicity you are, with LGBTQ space you're in, it doesn't matter for us. Our job is to create a great opportunity for everyone who's involved in CIAA.
I want to ask you, because I have you, what's your stance on HB2 and just all of the, I guess, fallout that's happened because of it?
You know, I believe that I don't support any form of discrimination. HB2 is just one. And I've said this, you know, CIAA was founded on discrimination. Our schools were built on discrimination. Access and opportunities were only available at our schools and limited at others. And so we've never run away from those challenges. No matter where you go, what state you're in, what country you're in, there's going to be some type of form of being excluded or included in everything you do. So my stance, I want to make sure that no matter who I'm with, no matter who we touch, that they always feel like they're a part of something special. That's my role. I have no reason to judge anybody for the choices that they make. My job is to love them despite that and make them feel a part of this great family.
A lot of people are going to remember the event 2 years ago when the so-called black tax happened. And just as a reminder, that is when the Ritz-Carlton here in Uptown charged a 15% surcharge, CIAA surcharge, during the week of CIAA. Sparked a lot of controversy. There was a little bit of fallout over that. What are the effects that you're seeing from that still here 2 years later?
You know, again, it was just another challenge that brought greater opportunity for greater dialogue. You know, we said at that time that Ritz-Carlton was an isolated incident. Let's not be silent or be surprised that that's been happening since we've been here in Charlotte in different ways, where individuals or companies or you know, restaurants have been able to capitalize on CIAA money, which that's what it's about. It's about pouring into the economy, but how you use the brand, that's a whole nother conversation. So with the Ritz-Carlton incident, they're still great partners. I think we all learned something from that and how we can work to better in educating all of our hotels and how we all can comply in order to support this conference. And so many would say, well, we should never stay at the Ritz-Carlton. I don't agree with that. I think we figure out what happened, what went wrong, and how do we fix it so that we can move forward as better partners. And if it doesn't work, then let's call it what it is and keep moving. And that's what happened. I think that incident allowed many more conversations and doors open for all of us. And it's great.
CIAA Commissioner Jackie McWilliams, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for covering us. CIAA for life.